Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bikurim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we're still discussing the whole procedure of bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So Mishnah Hey is a very short Mishnah, and tells us when they would bring the baskets of Bikurim, they would take like little pigeons, little Yonim and Bnei Yonah and Torim, little doves and pigeons, and tie them to the basket. And Hagozlo Shal Gabe Asalim Hayu Olos. The birds that they would tie onto the basket of Bikurim were brought as a carbon ola, meaning this wasn't a chiyuv, this was something that was a nedava. It was an olas nedava, as opposed to the shor that they would bring, that was a carbon shlamim, that was a chiyuv. This was just an olas nedava. Umasha biyadam nosim l'kohanim, and whatever was in people's hands, the Bikurim, the baskets itself, that they would give to Kohanim. The Mishnah Vav now tells us that they'd come into the Azara and they'd have to go through the whole Parshas Bikurim. They'd have to do the Mikra Bikurim. So the Mishnais tell us that, you know, the Mikra Bikurim, the way it's listed in the Torah, it begins in Pasuk Gimel and then is interrupted in Pasuk Dalet. It picks up again Pesukim Hey through Yud. So there's a machlokas as to whether you in fact interrupt the Mikra Bikurim or whether you read both parts together. Odeu asal al ksefa, when the basket is still on the guy's shoulder, kori mihi gadi hayom l'Hashem elkecha, he starts with the Pasuk Gimel, at shegomer kol parsha, and you just go straight to Pasuk Hey, and you continue until you finish the entire section. And you read both parts, one right after the other, you don't interrupt at all between them. So even though in between the Torah says, in Pasuk Dalet, the Torah says, v'lakach ha-kohen atenu miyadecha, v'yinichu lefnei mizbach Hashem elkecha, that at that point the Kohen takes the basket and puts it in front of the Mizbeach. So even though it says that in the Pasuk, right in the middle of it, the Kohen doesn't actually take it at that point. You just read straight. Whereas Yehuda Omer Ad Rami Oviravi, you read until Rami Oviravi, meaning you read only the first part, and then he gets Rami Oviravi Murda Salme Al Ksefo V'Chazo B'Sosav. When you get to Rami Oviravi, you take the basket off of your shoulders, and you hold it by the rim of the basket. The Kohen Maniach Yado Tachtav, and the Kohen puts his hand underneath the basket of Manifo, and the Kohen waves it together with you. The Korim Rami Oviravi Achu Gomer Kol Parsha. Then you read the second part of the passage from Rami Ovidavi until you finish the whole parsha. And then you put the basket down next to the Mizbeach, and you bow on the floor of the Azara, on the Ritzvah Azara, and then you leave, and that's the whole story. Meaning the waving is done by moving in all four directions and up and down, right? In northwest, southeast, and up and down. The Tanakhama held that there is no tenufa of the Bikurim, and just means that when the pasuk says that the Kohen should take the basket, you know, from you, it has nothing to do with waving. It just means that you read the entire thing, then the Kohen takes the basket from you and puts it down. There's a discussion if it's a woman bringing Bikurim, so whether a Kohen does the waving of the Bikurim by putting his hand underneath the woman's hands. So over here, it doesn't seem that it's under the woman's hands. Bali Atos point out, it seems that it's under the basket, not under the woman's hands, meaning the person's hands are on the side of the basket, and the Kohen's hands are on the bottom of the basket, so it doesn't have to challenge any Shmiras Negiyah or anything like that. So anyway, let's review. Mishnah Hay told us that there would be birds that were brought on the Bikurim baskets, and those were used as a Karban Ola, and the baskets themselves were given to Kohanim. Then Mishnah Vav told us that while the basket was still on your shoulders, you'd read start the Mikra Bikurim and just read it straight, and there was no break in the middle. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said, no, when you would break in the middle do the tenufa, to do the waving of the basket, and then you would finish the rest of the parsha of the Mikra Bikurim. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.